Later this month, Pancho Sanchez will perform at Walton Art Center in Fayetteville. The percussionist's latest CD, Chano y Dizzy, is a tribute to two of the legends of Latin jazz, Chano Pozo and Dizzy Gillespie. They met in 1947, and their collaborations are credited with an explosion of appreciation of Latin jazz in the United States. Just as Chano and Dizzy influenced Pancho Sanchez, Sanchez has influenced musicians across the world with his music, Fernando Valencia included. Fernando lives in Farmington, performs with the Cali Soul Band, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, and he's played with the National Wind Symphony of Columbia, the Bogota Philharmonic, and other musical ensembles. This past Sunday afternoon, he joined me at the Fayetteville Public Library to discuss the influence of Pancho Sanchez and to play his drums for an audience inside the Walker Community Room. The visit was another of the 10x10 countdown conversations that preview events in the Walton Art Center's 10x10 series. I asked Fernando if he's ever seen Pancho Sanchez play live.
Yes. That was a long time ago. Actually, about 15 years ago, I went in Colombia, where I'm from. I went there and was pretty interested because I wanted to see this guy with the taped fingers and all that. I wanted to see him playing congas. And he ended up surprising us all because he ended up playing bongos. And he was, like, directing his band, of course, singing. And he never played congas. So. But he did it so well with the bongos that I was amazed. And, of course, I know his videos and all that. It was pretty good.
And you mentioned, and there are many of those pictures that he has taped fingers. What, as a percussionist, what can that do for you?
Sometimes when you play a lot, this portion of your fingers kind of open, split up, so that kind of prevents that, because, you know, skin on skin, so that sometimes that hurts when you play over and over. But so yeah, that supports and it gives more comfort playing. I mean, you can do it without a width, but it's fine.
So would you play? Do you?
Yeah, sometimes when, like, I play Friday, Saturday, by Sunday I have to use it.
When did you start becoming a percussionist? As a young man?
Yeah, I actually grew up listening to a lot of local music, local musicians, and I'm playing in lots of bands, local bands, playing in parties and all that. So when with friends, we all learn together. Back in those days, we didn't have internet and all this media that we have today. So the way to learning was just by rope, like teaching each other and watching. Sometimes we had a chance to watch a video. So yeah, that was the way we all learned. Yeah.
So. Why percussion? I mean, to get chicks? Why not the guitar? Why not something else? What attracted you to percussion?
Well, I remember, like, that first time that I was in Bogota, I was running through a busy city, like, entertainment. And I kind of stand up and stop, and I really like those bass sounds, that the drums, that those big waves that kind of trap you. And I was just there, like, wow, this is awesome. So, and I always like the rhythm, always like the bass sounds.
For the Sunday conversation at the public library, Fernando Valencia brought in some of his drums, and he showed the audience how different techniques with the hands and different rhythms can be put together to make a song.
What I'm doing is putting all those sounds together, and if I make variations, well, I can just be more melodic if you want. If I add more drums, I can even get more melodic.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, so this instrument has, like I said before, it has had a long journey. Like, for example, I can say, like, in the 40s, probably when Chano Pozo met Dizzy Gillespie, what he did in lots of recording was just, like, duplicating what the drums player was doing. It was something like... something very simple. But nowadays, this instrument, like Pancho Sanchez does, is carrying on like a very melodic role, and it's like the main character of the band.
When you're watching someone like Pancho Sanchez play, I'm going to be just kind of watching as a layperson. What are you doing, someone who's also a percussionist? You watching the hands? You watch, trying to figure out what he's doing?
Yeah, with the time you kind of know, and sometimes you predict what's happening, but that's after, you know, many years that you know how the technique works. And but yeah, he's interesting because he's very melodic. He's like, I can say like it's like old school now, because these new congueros nowadays, they're doing some incredible things. But he's pretty solid. He's very melodic, so he takes a motif and develops it through his solos. So and he takes creates tensions with it, goes back. So that's the interesting thing about what he does.
So old school. I mean, you mentioned that these are newer instruments, so that can change how you need to play.
Yeah. For example, yeah, he uses three drums. So some people use four or five and six congas. So it creates like a whole scale, a full scale. But yeah, old school in the fact that. He uses the old rudiments, right, like these basic tones. He stays with those, but with those he can create lots of things. It doesn't mean that, you know, he's like there in the old times, right?
How important is speed when you're playing?
Well,
is it important at all?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, depending on what kind of music you're playing, because sometimes you're playing something real fast, so you got to be there, consistent with the tempo, and you have to have endurance. Playing this thing for 3 hours straight, you need a lot of stamina. So, yeah, it's important also to develop the solos. Yeah, you can probably also start with something slow, but really slow, but if you create some certain speed, it can be very, very dramatic and interesting and show off.
Toward the end of our conversation Sunday, Fernando put endurance, speed, and rhythm all together in a drum solo. Yes, obviously speed can matter. Fernando Valencia performing Sunday afternoon at the Fayetteville Public Library as part of the Walton Art Center's 10x10 Countdown Conversation Series. This particular conversation in advance of the performance of Pancho Sanchez, January 20th at Walton Art Center. A conversation I had with Pancho Sanchez, by the way, will be on an edition of Ozarks at Large 1 week from today, January 17th. Each 10x10 conversation at the library is free and open to the public. And speaking of conversations at the library, please join me and members of the cast of the next Theater Squared production, Tigers Be Still, for discussion about that play. That conversation Tuesday night, January 31st at 6:30 inside the Walker Community Room at Fayetteville Public Library. That one, too, free and open to the public.